Well, Ricky, out-muscled, I'd say, if anything, today, really. We played reasonably well, but you got to win the battle to win the game. What do you make of it?
Yeah, difficult start. Losing one centre-half within 5 minutes. Lee Chaffee comes on and replaces Lewis Ferrell through injury. And then 10 minutes later, you lose two centre-halves for another injury. And then, I'll be honest, Nige, having to put Danny Kelly off the back of a hat-trick on Tuesday night, great performance. You know, everything that we did really well attacking went through him. And then we're having to put him at centre-half after 16 minutes. And, at that point, I think it took away a little bit of our creativity. It took away our out-ball in defensive areas because, you know, he is big, he is strong, he does hold it up well. And then from that point on, unfortunately, for the remainder of the game, with the exception of one or two counter-attacks in the first period where we got into half-decent positions, we spent too long in our own half. And against Stourbridge, we knew they were big, we knew they were strong, we knew they were going to cause problems from wide areas, we knew they were going to load the box, wide free kicks, corners, long throw-ons. And when you spend so long inside your half, you know, they get more opportunities to put the balls into areas where they're strong. And unfortunately, we couldn't get up the pitch and spend any time in their half and relieve the pressure, and you know, eventually that pressure is going to count, and it did. So, you know, that's why we lost the game.
You defended our box a bit better though than we did against Kettering on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I said that. I said to the player, there was a little bit more steel about us. There was a little bit more willingness to go and attack the ball. The mentality of not letting your man get across you, not letting people get free headers, was much better. But the difference is, you know, we still conceded one from a wide free kick and one from a cross into the box. But your chances are increased when the team you're playing against puts 25 crosses into your box. So 2 from 25 is not as bad as 4 from 5 against Kettering on Tuesday. You know, the statistics are much better, and yes, we did defend much better. But you know, I think from today's game, I think we just we spent too long in our half. We've addressed the players as to why we think we spent too long in our half. I think Danny Kelly having to go at centre half obviously played a factor in it. But I just think when you're playing against good teams and you are having to defend, you need to be better in possession to not only spend longer in possession to help you get up the pitch, but also just to relieve that pressure defensively. And we didn't do it, and we paid the price. And look, it's not an excuse, because I thought Stourbridge were a decent side, and on the day they deserved to win. It's just more trying to highlight factors that contributed to us losing, areas in which we need to improve going forward. And very much from week on week, you know, we are picking up small things in game after game after game that we need to be better in, that we need to improve, and we are making small improvements. The concentration again was much better today, the start to the game was much better today, the way we defended set plays was much better today. Today unfortunately we just spent too long and a half. So can we address that situation? Can we move into the next game, try and be better in that, continue to improve, or try and, you know, keep your standards high in the areas that we have improved on week, and I'm confident that with the players that got nice, the results will start turning.
Squad is good. One good thing today was to see Brett get through a full 90 minutes.
Yeah, we only wanted to play him 45. I'll be honest. We decided to start him because we didn't know how long he was gonna be able to play. But the plan was to get him through 45 minutes. But getting two injuries in the first 16 minutes meant he had to get through 90. So we'll just assess him. He said he feels okay after the game, but no doubt he'll be aching. So he'll have to recover. We'll have to manage that situation, but. I think he'll be all right. Also, now we've got the addition of Miles Smith to give us that option as well, right back and left back. Great addition. Eugene Ibertucci's back in training, so hopefully if he can get through Thursday, he may well be available for section at the weekend as well. But look, I'm still full of confidence. I said to the players, you know, we've come here, I'm proud of the way that they've worked. They can be proud of the effort they've put into it. Unfortunately, we just got beat by the better side on the day, and if that happens, you can accept it. So we move on.
Yeah, we wish them all the best in the next round of the FA Cup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks.
Thank you.